KUCR 88.3 FM, Riverside. Speaking with two members of Rumor Rumor. I'll start with Jason and
Where to begin? Well, Rumor Rumor itself, it started out as a band with no name, and we played shows for about 6 months, and we didn't even have a name for that period. And then we finally got one from a Burning Spear song called John O'Day, and he just put so much soul in repeating about rumors that get passed around, and it was just a really good band name, I thought, because it's something truthful and it's universal. And that's the thing about this band. This band's completely universal. Everybody in our band has everything from Latin experience to jazz experience to reggae experience and just the whole gamut. And our band's mainly composed of just players that have been around town, been in various bands. We've got people from Slang, people from the Pyrockers, even ex-members of the Voodoo Glow Skulls that are in the horn line. And yeah, it's just a great combo that came together. And fortunately, through a bit of luck, I met a person affiliated with Andrew, you know, Jobless. He came and we both met Roz Israel, or Enri. I ran into him, and he was the person who knew Andrew, and he told me, you know, Andrew Bees, he was in Black Uru for a long time. He toured the most out of the band for any lead singer. And I was just like, get out of here. Nah, I don't know what's up. But then, yeah, sure enough, man, luckily neither of us were full of anything, and we were both being truthful, and we came together, and, you know, Andrew popped up, and I couldn't be more excited to play for the man. Yeah.
And what's this man standing next to you? What's your name, brother?
My name's Mike Cazares. I'm the rhythm guitar player.
Okay. All right, yeah. What's a little bit of background? And
I've played with in reggae and ska for the last 17 years within Riverside County. And I played with, I've opened for a lot of different reggae bands from Culture, Third World, Rita Marley, Ziggy Marley, a bunch of different bands, a lot of different venues. And I've been with Empire All-Stars, which is a ska band, and now I do the Pyrockers, which is a rock reggae, acoustic, congas and acoustic guitar. And we just did a U.S. tour last November and a Time Warner TV program, so we're just kind of heading off right now. And I met up with them and asked if they needed a rhythm guitar player, since I was somewhat experienced in that type of music, reggae. And that's where I've been playing with them every day, getting this thing together.
Andrew.
Yeah, blessed. Lord Rastafari, blessed.
Of course, Black Uru in the past. Now, what are you looking at artistically, vision-wise, I mean?
Well, right now, you know, I'm getting ready for my solo career right now, you know? Like, making a new CD. And right now, I'm putting out, like, a compilation of, like, 15, 16 songs, like, off a CD's album that I released already. I'm trying to put them together, you know, to really release them and release it on a CD, you know, to get it out there. So, but differently, I'm really like doing my solo career right now, doing some good things with Rumor Rumor, you know, the band, you know, is backing me right now. And the aim from there's a way, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Rumor Rumor lineup, it doesn't so much change as it does morph. We will have musicians rotate because, you know, like Mike, he said he's in a group, they're called the Pyrockers. They play, you know, gigs, sometimes they'll conflict, and rather than having beef with each other about not making gigs, it's like, okay, don't worry, we'll get someone to replace it, you'll be back, don't even sweat it, go do your thing. And that's how it is. Chris, our other guitarist, he's in his own band. Kevin, he's in a band with him too, he's our conga player. Everybody's got something going on. Our bass player's a music teacher, he's got like 43 students. Yeah, so, you know, we're all very diverse in what we do, and just to make the band work, we make everything rotate, and we just keep the vibe going that way. So we've got all kinds of feel and vibe, man. We make things funky and make it all the way down to some gritty, you know, Nabingi beats. So
it's a good thing, actually, because since we're all different and diverse in different styles of music and different bands, it helps to push Andrew B. Mm-hmm. as we're going on. Like, for instance, I'm leaving on tour in April. I'm going to Miami for the weekend, spring break, and then come back. I'm going to have some of his stuff pushing in Miami, mm-hmm. in Orlando and all that in Florida as well, you know. So when we're going out, pushing all the stuff that we do, you know.
Yeah.
It's a community thing, you know.
Right. I was going to say that, brother. I was going to mention how it's not only musical,
yeah,
the group, but it's almost as another way to strategically, I guess in some ways, kind of help create camaraderie, you know, brethrenship. So,
yeah, that's true, man.
You know, whatever one's doing, it's not a competitive thing, it's more or less a corporation.
Yeah, it's a corporation thing, you know. It's it's going to work because, you know, everyone is willing to work hard and, you know, the focus is there and we are getting there too. So, you know, we're ready. We're ready for the ride.
So we're turning some funk into some reggae. We're doing some things. We're trying to diversify everything.
There's a show coming up this Saturday.
Saturday,
in Riverside.
Yeah, downtown Riverside, above the Worthingtons and all those bars right there. It's in between. I think they're going to have the sidewalk door open.
Yeah, the sidewalk door. The place is above Back to the Grind.
Right.
It's under of a sign that says The Studio Downtown. It's between Back to the Grind and the Menagerie. The next show in Riverside, which is at Red Planet, also known as CD World, on Magnolia, right by the railroad tracks across the street from the Ralphs. Right. So if you guys want to come check us out, we'll be playing there. Doors open at 9. We've got some really good acts lined up for us. Got some DJs, so it's going to be a real diverse show. Things are going to be going off.
The 15th
of March.
Okay, and those are the two, I guess, nearest
local
shows.
Yeah, we got some Claremont shows lined up, and then we've got some other things going that are brewing, but, you know,
any fixed dates for the Claremont
shows? Oh, Claremont, yeah. That's the 11th, which is this Tuesday, and then all the way in April, we got the first Tuesdays in April there.
Okay,
and then,
is it Claremont Colleges, or is it at
At a place called Friar Tuck's.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, it's Claremont, Rancho Cucamonga area, but I'm sure if people know about it, people know about it. If not, look it up, Friar Tuck's.
Okay.
Andrew Bees, I believe, is MySpace/officially Andrew Bees, and he spells the last name for it, B-E-E-S. And then you can look up Rumor Rumor's MySpace page, and Rumor Rumor is actually spelled differently. It's R-U-M-O-U-R, R-U-M-O-U-R. And put the MySpace with the slash in front of that, and you can find it. And then right there is links to, you know, every other person in our band and every other band's band who's in our band. So,
anything, Mike?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to say one thing. That I'm happy that I'm actually playing with Andrew B and Rumor Rumor. Luckily that I played in a Reggae Foundation band for so long and learned a lot of the culture, the rhythms, and the styles. So we're able to accommodate what he needs for this music. And so I want to let everyone know and give thanks and praise to Almighty Eye and show up and give us support. So we need as much as we can to get this thing rolling.
This Saturday, March 8th, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. or approximately so, right there at HMS Studios officially, right above Back to the Grind. And there you have it. More information, I guess, again, at the MySpace
slash Rumor Rumor, officially Andrew Bees, either or.
That's right, for any of the details and contact info and address. So, okay. Andrew, how do you want to close, brethren? I mean,
well, I just want to say, you know, just one love, you know, one aim and one destiny. You know, we got to keep this thing going, and, you know, We're trying to get as far as possible, from the east to the west to the north, you know. But we got to start somewhere, you see what I'm saying? So right here is the first place to start. So, you know, we got to give thanks for the starting place, you know. And from there, we can keep moving, man. Because it's not a still water, but a water that's running, you know.
That's right.
So the blessing of God, you know, everything will just take time, you know, and keep moving. And we will be eventually all over the states.
That's right.
As well, you know, there's a aim, there's a will, there's a way. So let's keep the flag high, you know.
That's right.
Prosperity.